Hi, Daddy.
Has ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as good. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out.
Up, welcome to ATL Dreaming with Edub and Yakiri, back in effect after a, I was about to say 2 week hiatus, but it was only really 1 week hiatus, right?
Yeah,
1 week hiatus, but we are back in the building once again. And I know you missed us, but just some scheduling conflicts, and you know, game was on Sunday last week, and it was just, you know, look, man, we ain't trying to do this podcast at like 9 o'clock at night.
Right. Some of us have to sleep.
You know what I mean? We gotta go to work in the morning, you dig. But hey, it's good to be back in the saddle again. Oh my gosh, man. A lot has happened in the week that we were off, man. A lot. Like 2020's been a bear, man. It's been a bear. But
you have no, I guess that would not, that's an understatement. You know, this right here is a lot. So I think that little break off kind of helped us kind of absorb everything that was going on during that time period. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But, hey man, we still got to keep pushing. Still got to keep on, you know, living as long as the good Lord gives us these days, we got to live them. You dig? We got to live them. So, with that being said, again, this is the ATL Dream Podcast, where we talk about the Atlanta Dream, WNBA, and whatever is clever. I have to begin the show like I always do and ask you, how has your Sunday been? Holiday Sunday, right?
It's been good. You know, I'm in the process of moving. So
what?
I can talk to everyone. Yes, it's like chaotic in my household, but you know what?
Where are you moving to? I'm sorry. I'm all putting all your business out in the world. I'm sorry.
Never mind. Around the corner. Nowhere.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you was like moving out of state, if you was doing like, you know, moving to the California to pursue your acting career. I don't know what you was trying to do. I didn't know what you was trying to do.
No. From what I gather with Tyler Perry, ATL is where it's happening with acting.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
I can dig it. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good Sunday. Any plans for tomorrow? I mean, tomorrow's technically a holiday.
Yeah, no.
To rest from our labors.
Yes. You know, when you have young adult kids, those holidays are more so just a relaxation day for you. Yeah. So I'll just be chilling at home. Nothing, no barbecue, no, you know, ribs. Y'all can send me something if you want. You want to send me some ribs?
I don't know, you know. My kids are so picky, man. If I do get on the grill, we go basic. You know what I'm saying? We go basic, you know, burgers, dogs, chicken, you know, something like that. We're very basic, you know what I'm saying? So we will see. But I took my family to a wildlife safari today.
Oh.
So I don't know if you know about this. It's one of Georgia's best kept secrets. It is
I
like
saw the commercial.
Do you so yeah.
The animals?
Yes, we was feeding the animals. So now granted, it's not the cheapest, but it is like for kids my age. I mean, for kids, for my kids their age. So my kids are 10 and 7, right? So you know, they go. We drive through like the little safari, and you can feed the animals the little stuff and everything. And it's like, yo, where can you feed wild animals at, right? So it's about an hour south of Atlanta.
Okay.
Not even an hour. It's maybe 50 minutes. Like, it was under an hour. A good time. You know, my kids enjoyed it. And it was cool, man. It was cool. So, you know, good day for us. And, you know,
that's
no complaints.
So
yeah, it was pretty dope,
no
man.
Animal gone wild story, nothing that was just out the
norm? I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I got kind of a thing about ostriches. Like, like, we're not finna feed the ostrich. You know what I'm saying? You got the little pellets, you're gonna throw it at the ostrich. We're not finna hand the ostrich no food, right? The same with the zebra. Like, they said this, like they gave you like a list of animals, like, yeah, not to feed, like just throw the food out there, right? Because they can be kind of aggressive. So the zebra was one of them things, and the zebra walked up on me, and I kind of felt away. You know what I mean? You know how we get. You right. know how we get. When you, okay, I kind of, you know, you look too close to the car. You look too close to the car.
Right.
Let me roll the window up like halfway, just so there is no, no problems or anything. But the kids had a ball. You know what I'm saying? They got took pictures and stuff. So yeah.
Hey, that's all what it's about.
Good time was had by all. I know we mentioned before, we only missed 1 week, but it seemed like a lot has happened since since we recorded last.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we've lost Chadwick Boseman. I know, Black Panther. And the whole host of the other stuff that he's done with Jackie Robinson and, you know, the Five Bloods. He's just a brilliant actor. John Thompson, bless his soul, laid to rest. I mean, I grew up a huge, anybody that knows me, right? Anybody that knows me knows how big of a Georgetown fan I was because of that man. Mm. And mainly the uniforms, but like mainly John Thompson. Like, yes. Yo, they got a black coach. They got cool uniforms. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like in the fifth grade when I started liking Georgetown. And Lou Olson also passed away. So mm-hmm. like the coach of Arizona. So it was a lot of death. So I
Cliff
can't.
Cliff Robinson, you know?
Cliff, Uncle Cliff, he passed away. So
crazy.
Man, this has been a crazy 2 weeks. So. Let's do this. Let's take just a quick moment of silence to remember those names, Chadwick Boseman, Lute Olson, John Thompson, Uncle Cliff, and just take a brief moment of silence and rest in peace to them. Boom. God bless them. Rest in peace. So let's get into this ATL Dreaming, my dear. If you have any questions, feel free to hit us up. The ATL, I was about to say the ATL dream, but it's the Atlanta dream.
Yeah.
Let my Atlanta come out a little bit. The Atlanta dream had a good week, you carry. I don't know which week this is, but 2-3 in the week. You know what I'm saying? 2 wins. What was the last time we discussed 2 wins in a week?
Oh, my gosh.
Really? I don't think it's been this season.
Right? Oh my gosh. And don't you think that was so needed for this week? That was so needed.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the momentum, the atmosphere, the chemistry, all was just on point. I was so proud of my Atlanta dream, but then yesterday happened and then.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, it's Las Vegas, right? So like we're going to get into the Las Vegas game. Yeah. Right? We're going to get into the Vegas game. But before we go a step further, I got to let folks know, me and Yakiri got on the same shirt.
Like, what did happen here?
What are the chances? And like, I know we don't plan this. As a matter of fact, Yakiri was late even coming on to the show. Then she gonna come on.
I had a moment. Don't judge.
Then she gonna come on to the show wearing the same shirt that I got. Shout out to the Atlanta Hawks. So they gave these shirts away, what, last season, I think it was?
I
think. But it's a good shirt. It's comfortable. It's like, it's a good shirt.
It's my go-to shirt.
And yeah,
what had happened was, I was going to put on my Lamb Dream shirt, but due to someone shrunk my shirt, we're not going to name any names, so point any fingers. I was like, this is a little tight. Oh, my gosh. Where's my go-to shirt?
Yeah.
Boom. Here we are. Twins.
I can dig it. I can dig it. I can dig it, man. And the thing is, I have this shirt and my wife. I got one for my wife.
Yeah.
And because usually, so you know how it is when we cover an Atlanta Hawks game, right? Usually I have a shirt giveaway and we never get the shirts, right? Because we're press, right? Because we don't have like whatchamacallit. See, so we got to kind of use creative ways to get our shirts, right?
Yes.
And usually whenever I get a shirt, it's always too small. And so my wife has like 10 or 12 Atlanta Hawks shirts. And like, they're just too small. Like, I'm not about to be out here, you know, all tied up, shirt up. But
right. But you know what, Ed, you have to give a shout out to the Atlanta Hawks State Farm staff, because they look out for us. I think that's how they do so many shirts.
Shout out to my guy, Mo. Shout out to my guy, Mo. Always the shirt guy. Hey, Mo, you got any more shirts? Yeah, brother, here you go.
Any extras, they already giving them out to us. So, again.
Yeah. Shout out to them, man.
Hey, shouty.
Shout out to them. No doubt, no doubt. Before we get into the Atlanta Hawks, man, we got to send a special note of congratulations to the WNBA Players of the Week. One Miss Alyssa Thomas of the Connecticut Sun.
No relation, right?
And one Brianna Stewart of the Seattle Storm. Brianna has been balling with Sue Bird kind of in and out of the lineup. One constant for that team has been one Miss Brianna Stewart. And the thing about Brianna Stewart, when you look at her and you just don't look and say, oh man, she about to like, she's sneaky. So it's like you don't even realize it. And before you know it, she's got like 25 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them and, you know, players of the week. Hopefully next week we'll have, or soon we'll have a Atlanta Dream be one of the players of the week. But it's all good, man. They're hitting their stride. So
absolutely.
Now it is time that for us to give a headline for the week. This is the time where we have to tap into those creative juices and give a headline for the week. It was a good week, man. 2-1 during the week. Two wins. You know, you got the loss to Las Vegas. And again, we'll talk about that shortly. But yeah, man. So I'll let you go first, Shakiri. Your Atlanta Dream headline for the week.
I do. I have to keep it simple. You know, I have so much faith and confidence in my team. I had to go with, we're still dreaming. As dream fall. To Angel McCartney and the Aces. Gut punch. But it's all good.
I can still tell you feel what you feel this type of way. Do you want to get something off your chest? You want to get something off your chest?
I'm just saying, you know, I was really, 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 really hoping for this win with Angel. We got to get into it now. You know, Angel McCartney, the Atlanta Dream superstar. She was the face of the franchise for how many years? You know?
Yeah.
That was the go-to woman. That she was our player. And then to face her again in a different uniform, I really wanted that win.
You want to win. You want to win. We love Angel, man. We love Angel. We love her ice cream shop. And I've gone on the record of said it many times. Her jersey needs to be hanging in somebody's rafters in the city of Atlanta. But man, I want to win. I want to beat Las Vegas at any cost. I want to beat her. That's just part of the competitiveness, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know, it is what it is. But so my headline for the week is simply dream catching their stride, but fall to Las Vegas. Very, very simple, very plain. I was gonna use something in regards to the Aces. And with
Ace
like the
spade or
something. Like Ace of Spades, and I was going to use like a thing that had to do with the game of spades.
Yeah,
but I was traveling, so I had time to really like get into. I was like, I'll just keep it simple. So that was, I got a simplistic headline this week. So game's going to be what the game's going to be. So let's get into it, man. Just some questions for the week before we get into this Las Vegas game. One of the questions I had about the Atlanta Dream, two wins this week, and it finally seems that they're hitting their stride. Like, it finally seems like it's finally coming together, right? Like,
yes,
it seems like Courtney's finally, you know, finding her rhythm. Mm-hmm. The trio of Kennedy, Courtney, and Benasia is starting to really pay dividends. And I have to ask the question. Is it too little, too late? Now, before you answer that, I forgot to give out the current where the Dream stand in the standings, and I want you to answer that. But currently, the Dream are 5-14. Now, in any other league, it'll be terrible. But in the WNBA, where you only got to be 8 out of 12,
right,
they are only a game and a half out of that eighth spot. So typically, they're probably going to have to win out and probably going to need some additional help to really get that eighth spot. But it's technically not over. So again, the question I got to ask you, is it a little bit too little, too late for their for this dream team?
Are we wishful dreaming? No. No. I mean, again, these last two games, three games, we've been seeing this team play together. The wholeness, everything is coming together. So I really feel like there is still a chance. I mean, Benazia has been playing consistent. Courtney Williams, oh my gosh. Kennedy's back. You know, when we last spoke, Kennedy was not even a piece of the puzzle. Now she's back. I really think they have found what we need to take this team to another level. That's just it. I think we still have a chance. We still have a chance.
I agree. I'm not ready to shut the door just yet. Mm-hmm. I think that because now it's like they're hitting the stride like at the same time.
Yeah.
Because before it was like, oh, Kennedy's balling, but Courtney's not doing anything. Benazia is balling. Monique's not doing nothing. But that core of that three, like Kennedy, Courtney, and Benazia, like they're all consistently getting 15, 16, 20 points a night. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have the supporting pieces around them. And I think that's what's starting to form. I don't think it's too little too late. I mean, again, they're only a game and a half out of first place. They still have, what, maybe four or five more games left. And anything's possible, man. So, you know, you're the eternal optimist. So I'm going to roll with you on this one.
Yes. We still are in there. Come on,
Drew. So let me ask you something. So, of course, recapping the week, they have the win against Indiana on Tuesday. They have the win against New York on Thursday. That game on Thursday was a tough game to watch. Very ugly game. They gutted out 62-56. Then they lose to the Aces. They only lost by 10. I thought they competed well against the Aces compared to last time. Last time we played the Aces, they beat them by 30.
Right.
So, just overall, before we get into that, like, tell me just like your thoughts on those games that they played this week, which was, and I pretty much know which player you're going to say, like, out of the three, which was probably the most impressive?
Most impressive for me, I'll say that first win. That
the Indiana win, game.
You know.
Scored 102 points. Like, that's got to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, they scored 102 points.
Right. I was like, what is this? Who team is this? What is this? And you know, we had to immediately go to the post-game presser. And again, that win against the Fever, I mean, what can you say? It was amazing. Courtney Williams, she finished with 22 points. Kennedy, 22 points as well. Elizabeth Williams registered 10 points. Glory Johnson, your girl, Glory, 13 points. You know, I'm all about the double digits now.
Yeah.
They put a significant piece to that puzzle for that win. Again, I was very, very, very impressed, and I just knew we were going for another win.
I'm gonna take the other side of the nickel on this one. I'm gonna say the New York game was impressive to me because they didn't shoot the ball particularly well. They kind of struggled, but they found a way to gut it out. I thought Elizabeth Williams was fantastic with her six blocks that game. Like, to me, those are sometimes the wins that you need more so than the usual. You know, the usual, you know, 102, 105 points. Mm-hmm. Gutting out those wins, like, that was big to me. I thought Courtney Williams was excellent in that game. And it was just, it was like, those are the games you're going to have to win, you dig? Like, those are the games you're going to have to win. So,
yeah. And again, low scoring, you know, low scoring win that we mentioned that. It was a low scoring win.
Yeah, man, it was tough to watch. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, it was a tough one to watch. And even after the game, I think, you know how we do the presser after the game, somebody asked Coach, how she felt about the team's like good defense. And you know how I am, like when we ask questions and stuff, like you know how we have the Hawks games and somebody asks a question, I just turn and I look at it.
That be you, Ed.
What are you doing?
That be you, like.
What are you doing? I'm like the questions police. What are you talking about defense? That wasn't no defense or games. Cats was just missing shots. Like, that's not.
Right.
Like you just missing shots, bruh. Like, is it okay if you're missing shots? Because some games, you're going to be missing shots, bruh. But you know what that wasn't? That wasn't a defensive game. But it's all good, man. You know how I get, man. I get in my little zone or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man. So, shout out to those two wins, man.
This segment is brought to us by Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Custom jewelry shipped quickly to your doorstep. Every piece will be uniquely yours. You can get the Tillman's Trinkets and Things from our website, thehawksbeat.com. Just click on their banner, Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Shout out to our guy, Jonathan. He's done great work. He's made pieces for my daughter, for my son, for myself. Check out the folks over at Tillman's Trinkets and Things.
Before I get into the Vegas game, and I kind of want to talk about the Vegas game and kind of the week that was at a glance, I wanted to shift the player at a glance. So each week we always do a player at a glance, and I wanted to do that before we got into the nuts and bolts of everything. So the player of the player at a glance this week is your girl, Blake Dietrich, that is your girl. A couple of weeks ago, I said something about her, and you checked me. And then after you checked me, she had a good game. So I ain't going to say nothing more about Blake no more. I ain't going to say nothing about Blake. Blake is my homie. Blake is okay with me.
Thank you.
So Blake Dietrich is, she is number 11 on the squad. She was born in Wellesley, Massachusetts. Uh-huh. I don't know if I said that right. I hope I did. Wellesley. That's what it looks like. Wellesley, Massachusetts. If you're from Massachusetts and I'm pronouncing that wrong, my apologies. But yeah, she's from Massachusetts. She was born in 1993. What were you doing in 1993?
We always talk about the 90s. You know what I was doing? Rocking with Pac Man every time you say the 90s.
93. That was critical. Dr. Dre, the Chronic.
Yes.
That was Doggy Style. That was Pac. That was the height of that. Like, so I was like 93. I think I was eighth grade, seventh grade ish, somewhere around there. So yeah, she was just being born. Like
Look, how old are we then?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're younger heart. So I always ask you about the birthday, but I'm not going to ask you about the birthday because the birthday is July 19th. I'm going to ask you how tall or how short is one Miss Blake Dietrich? How tall or how short is one Miss Blake Dietrich?
Oh, you stumped me there. Now, this is an educated guess, because I'm thinking my height, Blake, I'll say 5'11".
5'11"? She is actually listed at 5'10". So that was an amazing guess. Like, we've seen Blake in the locker room. So yeah. We knew Blake was like 6'4", 6'5". We knew she was. So that was an educated guess. Yeah, so she's 5'10". So she's close. I'll give you that one. So that was a good one. Blake went to college at Princeton, and she was Ivy League. Yeah, she was actually named the player of the year her senior year at Princeton. When the WNBA came around, she was one who was not drafted. So her journey to the WNBA was she took the long way around, right? She had training camp with several teams. She got caught on with several teams. She kind of stuck with the dream in 2018. Had a short stint with Seattle in 2019. And then in 2020, of course, she's back again with the Atlanta Dream. But What are your thoughts on just Blake Dietrich and what she brings to this team?
Oh, man, you already know. Love Blake Dietrich. I think she's a great added access to the team. She didn't play with us last season, but she's back now. On the floor, we've been seeing her being very consistent. At first, when you were going in, all in on my girl, I had to let you know. Come on. Come on. Don't do that. But the consistency of her, again, you know, she's finding her way, finding her place, and I think she, by God, she's got it. And now we're seeing nothing but good results from Blake Dietrich.
Yeah, to me, she, the thing I like about Blake is you know what you're going to get with her, right? You know she's not going to be razzle-dazzle. You know she's not going to be the most athletic. She's going to play hard, mm-hmm. you know. She's a good shooter. She's not going to make many mental mistakes, and she always just kind of stays in her lane. You know, she doesn't complain. When Kennedy went down, she went in there and started a few games, mm-hmm. and she just kind of is what she is. I mean, like, and that's okay. Like, she kind of like a jack of all trades, you know? Mm-hmm. So shout out to one Miss Blake Dietrich, and we hope that you have a you know, that you have a good year, and you know, it is, we hope that she continues to improve her game, and
absolutely.
Yeah, so she's awesome to talk to. I'll just say that, like, she's awesome to talk to. Anytime she's on with the media, she always has a $1 million smile, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? Very infectious, very sweet girl. And yeah, shout out to Blake Dietrich, man. Shout out to Blake Dietrich.
Yes.
Let's get into some of these numbers, man. And what I did this week, instead of just talking about the Las Vegas game, I kind of brought all the numbers together and from the week. And, you know, we'll talk about it kind of that way. But first of all, I just want to get your thoughts on the Las Vegas game. The Dream dropped to the Vegas team by 10 points. And look, I'm going to tell you something, man. Las Vegas is one of the better teams, if not the best team in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, you know, and we don't, you know, really worry about, like, you know, wins that, you know, you didn't really win, but, like, this is one of the best teams in the league. What are your thoughts on the Vegas game?
It was tough. You know, again, watching them, we're talking about 10 points for a minute. You know, the Dream were actually, was it at half they were leading?
Yeah.
And then they dropped it, you know, and it was painful to watch, you know, and I don't know if it was just me taking it personal with Angel McCarthy.
It was you taking it personal. It was you taking it personal. I'm gonna tell Angel. I'm gonna tell Angel. You know, you got this vendetta against her.
Love Angel. Love Angel McCarthy. Always will be.
She's not gonna give you no ice cream.
Seriously, you know. But no, again, just looking back at the final period. When it came down to the wire, we dropped it. We left it. They took away, and we could not gain it back. 10 points, you know, in the final minutes. 10 points. How?
Yeah.
And again, you said that.
Asia Wilson. and it's not just Asia Wilson. Like, Asia Wilson is the motor in that vehicle that is called the Las Vegas Aces. But everybody plays so well around her. There's no confusion about where left has to go, where white has to go. And then you throw in a veteran like Angel McCarthy, who is just, you know, Hall of Famer in her own right. And it's just, that's just a tough team to beat. You just, mm-hmm. you really just got to kind of catch them on a bad night. And you can't have any mistakes. And down the stretch, the Dream made enough mistakes for the Aces to be like, all right, well, we'll take this. We'll take this, because that's what we do. And that's why they're like 15-3 or whatever their record is, because that's what they do, man. That's what they do. I got to give a quick shout out to our guy in the chat. Our guy, Maceo. Maceo Hurt, checking us out, the homie, talking about Blake. He's been working, one of Coach's favorite players again. Yeah. She is one of Coach's favorite players. But shout out to May. Shout out to Glaze. everything those guys got going on.
One thing about Maceo too, shout out to the medium crowd. You know, he's out there working hard, you know, getting all buff for the post-summertime, you know. Hey, Maceo, shout out, dude. You're looking good. The medium team is winning.
Hey, my guy is out there working early in the morning, man. Right? Continue to do your thing, man. Keep grinding. Yeah, man. Appreciate you for coming through and shouting us out in the chat. Yeah, man. So, I mean, it was a tough loss. I thought that it was a game they could have won. I didn't really expect them to win because, really? I mean, Las Vegas is just Las Vegas. Like, yeah. I expected them to battle. I didn't expect them to lose by 30 like they did the first time. But I knew that they were going to battle because this is a better team than that played them early on. But let's talk about some of the players this week that have had good weeks. And we'll start with the point guard, Kennedy Carter. 16 points a game this week, man. 16 points, 4 assists. What have you seen from Kennedy specifically this week?
I am seeing more comfortability. You know, she's becoming more comfortable. Comfortable.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that a word? But go ahead. Yeah,
you and my vocabulary, okay? She's getting more comfortable in her skin. Again, she's coming back from that injury. It just seems like at first she was trying to play it safe, but now it seems like she's getting a little bit more in tune and in rhythm with what's going on. So I definitely am looking forward to seeing more from Kennedy. What's your thoughts?
Definitely. I agree. I think that people lose the fact because she is so talented. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's a rookie, like she's still learning this WNBA game. And to me, it's just been a joy to see her progression, even out past the injury, just like seeing her now. She doesn't just go 100 miles an hour now, just boom. Now it's much more calculated. And now she knows, okay, I got this person on me. They can't check me. I'm about to take him to the hoop. I'm about to get this person over here. She's learning the game. And like, that is what I really appreciate out of her, picking her spots. And that comes with time. Is there anything
out of foul trouble too?
Also, yeah, we haven't talked about her foul trouble in a while. And that was something she struggled with earlier on in the season. Is there something that you would like to continue to see, or something that you would like to see from Kennedy as the season goes on? These last, 4 or 5 games?
Again, consistency. You know, yeah. I definitely am looking forward to seeing more from her. It just seems like she's really in tune with what's going on. You know, everything is coming together. You know, again, coming from college world to now the pros, it is a different world. And sometimes it is hard for those rookies to really get it, but now I think she's gotten it. So I definitely am looking forward to seeing more from her.
Also, me too. Next up, her backcourt mate, Courtney Williams, man, they're becoming quite the tandem. This week, Courtney averaged 18 points a game. She's really finding her spots. You can see, like, the in-shape Courtney is totally different from the Courtney trying to get in shape. Mm-hmm. She's taking the same shots because she's getting to her spots, but now she's knocking them down with a level of consistency, a level of confidence. Coach is not playing her at the one anymore, which I think she likes, that she's more comfortable playing off the ball. I really have enjoyed seeing her just get back in shape and just her like being old Courtney again. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on Miss Williams?
Oh, my gosh. Again, pleasure to watch her. I'm like, give it to Courtney. Courtney, take it.
Why do I get the feeling you watch the games like this? Like, do you be yelling at your TV like that when you watch the game?
Because, you know, really, we're not supposed to yell in the media world. But now that I'm home, I get to exercise my right to cheer our team.
I'm the same way, actually. Like, I do it more like a coach, more so than a fan. Like, I'll look at them from like X's and O's, and I'll be sitting there like chastising them, like they can hear me. Like, what are you doing? What do you see? Blah 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 blah. Like, they're not listening to you. They're not listening to you at all. They can't hear you. You're in Atlanta. They're in a bubble. Like, they can't hear you. But I get you. I do the same thing. For me, again, I just love the fact that Courtney is finally healthy. finally got her legs under her. She looks good with her jump shots. Mm-hmm. Her and Kennedy are finding that cohesion that it would have been nice if it was there at the beginning of the year, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what can you do? You know, I'm like, you're battling COVID. So, you know, kind of is what it is, but it is nice to see it now. Absolutely. You know, better late than never, I guess, right? But Naija Laney, a lot, she's getting a lot of talk now, our girl Benasia, for the most improved player in the NBA. A lot of people, even outside of Atlanta Dream Media, have been talking about Benasia as far as the most improved player. And hey, I see it. You know, for years, the best two-way player on the team has been Tip. But this year, without a doubt, the best two-way player has been Benasia Laney.
Yes.
16 points a game, 5 rebounds. Not to mention, she is unequivocally the best defender outside of Elizabeth Williams on the perimeter that this Atlanta Dream team has. Your thoughts on our girl Benasia?
Oh my gosh, Benasia, phenomenal. That win against Indiana, I so wanted to speak to her after the game, but of course we didn't get to speak to her because I wanted to ask her, like,
They didn't bring her out that game,
they
right?
Didn't bring, I was waiting. Look, I was like, because I wanted to again ask her, was it bittersweet to finally beat that former team that cut you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know she got. You know that's got to be true.
Oh, you know.
You know she probably would have came off all humble and be like, well, you know, we just want to win. You know, we just want to win. But deep down inside, you're like, hell yeah, I want to beat them. You know what I'm saying? They cut me, dog. Like,
I can
dig it. No, I can dig it.
Back to Benasia, amazing player. She has really improved. She is that go-to person now. She is our go-to player. So I definitely. I'm happy that she's a part of the team. I have nothing wrong or bad to say anything about Benasia, period. I like her.
I want to talk about the power forward position next. So this has been played by Monique Billings and Glory Johnson. They've split time at the four. Monique is averaging 4 points and 7 rebounds a game, which is like top 10 in the league. I think maybe even top 5. I have to go back and look at it. Top 5 rebounder in the whole WNBA. Glory has had some games where you're just like, wow, okay, there she is. There's the former All-Star. I think between the two of them, it's like when one is hot, one isn't. And like you haven't really had them be hot like at the same time. But I still think at that 4 position that they have given value to that power forward position, mm-hmm. be it Monique with her hustle, with her rebound, Glory bringing in that energy off the mm-hmm. bench. Because look, man, everybody's not going to be a starter. If you got Courtney, if you got Kennedy and Benasia all averaging mm-hmm. 15, 18 points, like you don't got to give me 20 points a game. You know what I'm saying? Go give me some rebounds. Go do some of the dirty work. And I think both of these girls have done a pretty decent job of doing the dirty work. What say you on Monique and Glory?
Monique, oh, to me, perfect marriage, like you say. When one's up, one's down. When one's down, one's up. So they basically a perfect match. You know, put one in, put one out together. A perfect marriage. They are good together. You know, perfect, perfect, perfect. Monique Billings, given that we've known Monique for how many years?
I think this is her third year.
Monique Billings. At first, what happened to her? She faded to black. Now she's coming back to being the Monique that we remember seeing who she was. Glory being the vet that she is. The veteran. I mean, what can I say? What is it that you want me to say about Glory?
I think that for Glory, and we talk about what we want to see. Mm-hmm. I would love to see her be more aggressive consistently. Like, so there's games where she's more aggressive, and then there's games where she kind of settles for that 3 a little bit more. And Coach Nikki has talked about that a little bit more. I asked her after one of the games, and I asked Coach the difference between Glory that kind of shoots the 3 and Glory that's more aggressive. And she was like, you called it. She was like, that's what it is. Some games she's just more aggressive than others. And I want to see aggressive Glory every game.
All the time.
Yeah, I like that aggressive Gloria. Like, I want to see her every game. And Monique, she plays so hard every single game. And it's like, I mean, if you have 15 players that play like that, you're going to be okay.
Exactly. So, being a vet, you want to see more aggressiveness from her.
E-Will. I think that E-Will, and of course, I'm talking about Elizabeth Williams. So, you know,
of course.
In Atlanta, we call her E-Will, right? So everyone's probably like, who is E-Will? I'm sorry, guys. Elizabeth Williams, who was the starting center. I think that she's played her best ball this week. And even going into the end of last week, I think she's been playing phenomenal ball. Again, I don't expect her to give me like 15 points a night, but she's been hitting the board. She's been hitting the, you know, blocking shots, nine points a game, almost five boards, three blocks a game this week. She's just been doing all the little things, her leadership. What are your thoughts on E?
E. Williams, you know, humble being, you know, always consistent. Blocker, you know, let's talk about all-time block leader, 283 blocks, you know, amazing for E. Williams this week. I think that was the game against New York that she did record that. But again, you know, E. Williams is very consistent. She's playing at the level that we've seen her play years and years before. And again, I'm happy with her.
Yeah, she, you know, and again, like, she's playing her best ball now, mm-hmm. I think. Again, we always talk about her leadership and just, you know, everything that she does, not just for the Dream, but like for the WNBA. Like, you know, she's kind of like that quiet leader, you know. And so, I mean, and the thing about it, if you look at the matchups every night, she's always kind of undersized. Like, she's always, like, she's going up against some big girls down there. And, like, like, there's some big girls down there. And she always, like, kind of holds her own. She's always, like, she's not overwhelming, dominating. But she holds her own. She let her know, look, man, ain't no punk, you know? She, like, ain't no punk. So, yeah, shout out to E-Will.
Shout out to E-Will. To me, I'll always say Elizabeth Williams is the quiet storm.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about Blake when we did her profile, but she's been one of the consistent pieces of the squad. This week, she averaged 5 points a game, three rebounds. Again, just a model of consistency. You know what you're going to get with Blake. Making good decisions, not really, you know, making a lot of turnovers. Now she's getting to a point where she is more confident in her shot. And that's a good thing to see. That's a good thing to see. Her just be like, oh, she going to let it fly. Oh, okay, there she go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you starting to see that now, right? Like, as in times past, she may have, you know, passed it up a little bit more, been a little bit more passive. But now she's starting to get a little bit of that moxie. So, yeah, I like what I'm seeing out of her as of late. I will admit.
Those words.
Hey, last but not least, man, let's talk a little bit about Strick. She's kind of been bothered by some shoulder issues, she said, the past couple of games. But I still thought that even in the New York game where her shot wasn't really falling from three, she went inside the paint. She had a couple buckets inside. And, you know, because we know she can shoot that thing. And, like, when she was on, like, she's on. Like, she shoot that thing. But, I mean, I've always been a fan of her, you know, on the team as far as just a shooter. So mm-hmm. I think that her role coming off the bench, I still think that there's a level of comfortability. Is that a word? Like, a level of comfort that she needs to find coming off the bench. Because she started the season as a starter. So it's kind of, I think she's still kind of trying to understand that, you know, what her role is. But I'm a big fan of Strick, man. I like to see her shoot that ball.
Of course. The shooter. That's what I say.
Like, every time she shoots it, I feel like it's going in. Like, when she doesn't make it, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
what happened?
Like, she's not human. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so shout out to everybody. They're really playing their best ball toward the end of the season, and they got some ground to make up, but we're hoping that they can make it up.
Absolutely.
there is some other players that haven't really been getting much playing time, so we're just kind of forego them. But I want to know who your player of the game was against the Las Vegas Aces.
Hi, you already know. Again, it goes to Benasia.
Benasia, okay. So for our last show, and I think we have maybe one or two more shows, I have to look back on the thing. We got to do like end of the year awards. Okay. So we got to do like the most improved, like MVP. We'll figure it out. But I think I know who your MVP is going to be. But yeah, talk a little bit about your girl, Benasia, against Las Vegas.
She continues to be consistent. Her last game against the Aces, 21 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 steals. What can I say? That's my girl. That's our girl. That is Yakiri's player of the game. Okay? That's the girl.
I wasn't ready for that. But, yeah, I mean, she her numbers are across the board. Mm-hmm. It's not just, okay, I'm just a scorer. I'm not just a rebounder. I'm not just, you know, this. Across the board, shout out to Benasia. Yeah, man, you get your Yakiri's player of the game. So we will be in contact with you, and you will get your trophy and your plaque. And as soon as we buy it with the funds. That you carry has. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout.
Yes. Don't wait too long.
Yeah. So here we go. Another week, a Labor Day week. Another week at a glance. Let's take a look at a week at a glance. And we say, look, man, you gotta kind of win out. If you don't win out, you can't drop many more of these games, you know. So there is no really room for mistakes, no room for nothing. If you want to really be in these playoffs, you want to make it to these playoffs. Got a tough one coming up on Wednesday. We face the Chicago Sky, who is 11-7. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they've just been, and they're just a good team. Like there's nothing like overwhelming about them. They're not overly big. They just play really well together. Mm-hmm. 11-7. They've already clinched the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's going to be probably their toughest game this week. Yeah. How are you feeling about going into Chicago on Wednesday?
I'm still feeling some kind of way from the last game. But again, a win? I think we can pull it off. I'm sorry, E. I think we can pull it off.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that, like, they have to pull it off.
They have no choice.
Like, here's my thing is this. You want to belong in the playoffs? Nobody just ends up in the playoffs, right? You want to belong in the playoffs? Go be a playoff team, right? Like, that. Like that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. You want to belong in a playoff? Boom, go be the playoff team. And let's see how they respond. You know, let's see how they respond. The other two games, Connecticut on Friday, that's an 8-10 team. I think that's a winnable game. It's not a walkover. Washington Mystics, that's probably the best 4-12 team in the league. Like, they only have 4 wins, but that is a very good ball club. So, this is make or break week, Yakiri, this week.
It for is. The
Atlanta. This is make or break.
Or break.
And I would go even a step further to say that Chicago game might be the make or break game of the year for them, right? Because like after this, I think you only have like maybe 2 more games, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
So that Chicago game, if they can win that Chicago game, I think that'll give them a lot of momentum. I think it'll give them a lot of confidence. And hey, man, we beat a playoff team. Let's go ahead and knock out these other two teams. And let's see where the chips fall. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's going to be a big game. That's going to be a big game.
It is. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're not playing. Right now. You're not playing. You stop sweating. Stop sweating. You're not.
You would think I would. You know, you think I would. Okay, coach. I'm ready.
But, yeah, man. So, it's going to be interesting. Excuse me. It's going to be interesting to see how they take on a Chicago game. They're going to have a couple of days rest. I don't know when they've had this much rest, right? Because they played yesterday, right? So Saturday, they're going to have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's a 3-day rest, right? So dare I say they might even get a practice in? Like they haven't even been practicing this year.
Could we?
So I haven't taken a look at Chicago's schedule, but
okay.
Hopefully they will have played like the night before or something and they'll be tired.
Yeah. We take full advantage of that.
We will see. We will see. But ladies and gentlemen, it is now the time of the show where we give our parting shots. Man, time flies when you're having fun. This has been a awesome experience. I think we have maybe one, maybe two more shows that they make it to the playoffs. But this has been dope, Miss Thomas. I'm glad we've gone on this journey together, man. Like, this has been dope.
Who would have ever thought?
Who would have thunk it? You know what I'm saying? It's like you just try to be creative during quarantine, and you try to develop ways to keep the craft strong and to utilize the access we've been given to cover the team. And hopefully next year we'll be able to see the team in person and maybe still do a season two of ATL Dreaming Podcast. We'll see. But, you know, I'll have my manager with the negotiations talk to your manager. And we'll see if we can find the common ground.
Right.
Yeah, I might hold off a little bit more. I might hold out for a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what you need to do. Yes.
But I will not give you the full glow in the spotlight.
Please don't.
This is your time.
From here, please don't.
This is Yukiri's time for her parting shots. So it's on you.
My parting shots. Again, this has been a very different week. This has been a very different year, to say the least. We've seen many, many people leave us, you know, and a lot of us have really gotten to the point of like, one more thing to happen in 2020. But again, you know, like E-Dub said, we have to keep going. Any obstacles come our way, any sadness come our way, anything that's hard that we feel like we can't deal with, just relax. Take a chill pill, you know, just relax, relate, release. Everything will be fine. Really? Now you're showing your age.
Yeah.
You're showing.
I was going to let you finish. I just was doing the thing. Relax.
See, I was all serious. Now, going back to my serious face, seriously, you know, again, just relax, relate, release. Everything will be fine. This too shall pass, and we'll be on to bigger things. Most importantly, vote. That's all I have to say.
Please, please, please vote. And don't vote for that one guy. That's fine. good parting shot, my friend, as always. Now I can't stop thinking about that episode of Different World. Now you got my mind like all twisted. Relax, relate, release. My parting shot is this. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw the clip of one Mr. Kirk Herbstreit on college NFL game day. He was talking about the current state of America, the racial element and the racial tensions that have been going on. And the passion with which he spoke brought him to tears, brought everybody on the set, like Maria Taylor. She was like on the set wiping her eyes. Desmond Howard was wiping his eyes. I'm standing there watching it like with a little, right. That little bottom lip quiver. Right. And he talked so passionately about wanting to just empathize with his Black brethren. And the way that hit me was unexpected, because if we keeping it 100, if we keeping it a buck, like, you don't see that. I don't see that. Like, I got white friends. I have white male friends, and nobody's reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody has. It can be a lonely place at time being Black in America. And for him to put those words with so much passion behind them, it was comforting. You know what I mean? Because we look at the majority of the people who are anti-BLM, who are anti, you know, Black Lives Matter, who are anti this, that, and stuff that you believe in. A lot of them look a certain way. I'll just say that. And for him to pontificate on like the way he did with that much passion, bringing him to tears. Kudos to you, one Mr. Kirk Herbstreit. I know that he's probably getting hell from people that watch him, because that's just how we are in America. But kudos to you, sir. Kudos to you, sir. I appreciate what you said. I appreciate you using that platform the way you used it. And with that being said, we, before we leave, we got to use our platform like we always do. And just a reminder to the cops who murdered Breonna Taylor have still not been arrested. They've still not been arrested. And we will continue to pound this drum until justice is served. So on behalf of my illustrious co-host, Ya'Kari Thomas, of Chicks in the Sports, the conglomerate that is Chicks in the Sports.
Right.
The empire that is Chicks in the Sports. Your boy E-Dub for Game Time Radio Hawks Beat. We thank you guys for checking us out each and every week. We still got one or two more shows. We appreciate you guys. And we will see y'all when we see y'all. Peace and love.
Hi, Daddy.
I'm the most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out. Cut it out.